The lead prosecutor in the retrial of another Vanderbilt University football player expressed satisfaction with Saturday's verdict. For a second time, Brandon Vandenberg was found guilty of raping an unconscious woman in his dorm room. WPLN's Natasha Sinjanovic reports.
Over two different trials, 24 jurors have now found Vandenberg guilty. Deputy District Attorney Tom Thurman says their decision speaks for itself and should speak to the greater issue of sexual violence on college campuses.
I'm hoping this will kind of send a message out that this is serious, what happens, and it has serious consequences.
Vandenberg was found guilty on all charges for his role in the 2013 gang rape. Prosecution acknowledged he may not have physically harmed the woman, but they said Vandenberg encouraged three of his former Vanderbilt teammates to assault her and took pictures and video of the incident. That rare evidence was at the very heart of the case. The victim did not know for days that she'd been raped until police showed her the footage. Also unusual was the intense media scrutiny and the amount of painful testimony the victim was called upon to give, according to Deputy District Attorney Jan Norman.
She's one of the strongest people that I know. She has incredible courage, and she is just an amazing, intelligent young woman.
The woman may have to testify yet again if two other defendants are tried. The university expressed its support of the victim and hopes the verdict shows sexual assault will not be tolerated on campus. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinjanovic.
Brandon Vandenberg now faces up to 25 years in prison. Teammate Corey Beatty is awaiting sentencing after also being found guilty a second time.